USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expecting a big veterans aid bill to pass later on Tuesday. Schumer saying Democrats and Republicans have agreed to vote on some amendments, and he's confident about final passage of the bill. Amendment or no amendment, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says he's a yes vote.
If the Toomey Amendment fails, I will still vote on passage of this bill as I did in June. I think the vast majority of Republicans will do so as well.
President Biden is still testing positive for COVID and his cough has returned. That's according to the latest update from his doctor. Despite that, Dr. Kevin O'Connor says Biden continues to feel well. He added the president's lungs are clear. The president signing the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan late Tuesday evening, local time, despite continued threats from China. When asked about the White House's concern over the speaker's trip, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the Biden administration is fearful of provoking China.
So risk-averse, we're afraid of provoking the Chinese Communist Party. We put ourselves in a straitjacket, and it's constricted our ability to think creatively, to move aggressively.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Nancy Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island of Taiwan since 1997. With less than 100 days to go before the midterms, voters in a handful of states are heading to the polls. They'll decide primary elections in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. Rough day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 402 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says the aftermath of the devastating flooding is still an active situation.
It is absolutely devastating out there. It's going to take years to rebuild. People left with absolutely nothing.
He noted there have been some 1,300 rescues, with one rescue happening Monday. The governor adding heat will now be the next challenge his state faces as cleanup efforts continue. Monday was the first day of the month, and for millions of Americans, that means rent was due. Senate Banking Committee ranking member Pat Toomey says Americans are falling behind on rent because of inflation, and Democrats are only piling on.
They want to jam through a reckless tax and spending bill that will make this disastrous situation even worse.
As China continues to use their economic power to force political change around the world, the United States and Japan are working to pursue commercial diplomacy. U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, says he saw a number of examples of Chinese coercion when he arrived in Japan in January.
Japan and the United States were the number one foreign direct investor in each other's countries. Not 1 year, but 2 years. Consistently. Now, this year's not done, but I think we're in a real strong position. That's all I'll say.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.